This is the, in fact, it's one of the smallest countries, but we have never had an agenda that big ever in CEPOL as we have had at this meeting. And there are two big issues, and maybe Nivenka mentioned them. We have decided about the program 2010,
and
we nine, sorry, and the budget of 2009, and that is the really main focus on this activity. But I also want to mention one more thing. The Slovenian presidency has an initiative for the Balkan area, and we are going to organize one Balkan conference here in March. And today we also took a step further on to have an agreement with Russia. So we, in the future, we hope that we could have also cooperation with the Russian national police colleges. I think that could be mentioned. Yeah, could I add that
there is
one really big initiative, and I mention it because we are in Slovenia and the Slovenian was the one to initiate it, and that is that we should have a quite extensive financial crime course of probably 3 weeks, where the top-ranked officer in the financial crime units from the member states should come together and having a sort of more extensive, but also have the possibility to work together between these seminars. And we think that by doing that, and maybe next year we could take another initiatives, we not only get them to come together for once, but we also let them come together once more, and between them can start building up a network. And I think that is really good. So I mention this also because we are here in Slovenia, and it was a Slovenian proposal, and that is now agreed into the program for 2009. And may I then say a final remark about the courses? You should know that these 84 activities, they are some other activities too, some meetings, etc., but let's say 85, they are not implemented by CEPOL Secretariat in London. They are implemented by all these 27 member states and some other countries too, like the Norway, Iceland, and the candidate countries. I think that is another view of the European, cooperation, because normally all agencies are doing their things in their office. But we are spreading this all over. So there are two activities each week, starting each week, all around, except of the holidays. And that is a quite important and quite high number of activities. Financial crime is big. And I think this is a very good idea. Because it's not only to come there and learn, it is also to come there and understand what the others are doing and give a picture of what we are doing in our country so the other can learn from that. And we know that financial crime is a very big part of the money to the terrorist organization. So there's a link, and the big crime organizations which we have all over Europe and also in other countries, neighbors to us, they are, financial crime is a big amount of their criminal organizations. We only know that little because it's the top of the iceberg, but we are talking about billions of billions of fraud when it comes to organized crime, cross-border crime, and these sort of fraud. So I think we are really, it's a big issue, and very much is linked to financial crimes organizations. So we should know that. And Nivenka gave some other good examples. The drugs, what is that? It's about financial crime. In the end, it's really very much about to build up economic resources by these drug dealers, cross-border crime. So I think this is a good idea.